No. Who had values level 3 as their highest acceptance?
Numerically.
Who had values level 4 as their highest percentage? As their highest number? Acceptance. Anybody? 4? Anybody who had values level 5 as their highest acceptance? 1, 2, 3, 4. We had 4 values level 5, highest. Okay. Who had values level 6 as their highest acceptance? Okay. Not a lot of granola. Who had values level 7 as their highest acceptance? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. And who had values level 8 as their highest acceptance? 1. Good. So, what tends to happen is in NLP, we tend to get, in NLP, we do tend to get more 5s, values level 5s. We do get some 6s. We get some 7s and 8s. It's right in here is where NLP lies. Because the 4s, it doesn't fit into the model. The 3s are, they're out fighting the world. Yeah, they'd be pissed that they had to come. So you've got the... they wouldn't have come, yeah. So we do get to... So notice, this is where we're going to get the real... this is where we're going to get the real response. So the 5s, raise your hand again if you were the primary... If you 5 was your highest acceptance. So for you guys, I'm gonna teach you some stuff that will really help you make a lot of money. How's that sound? For the 7s... For the 7s, hey, what we're going to be learning about is just stuff that's going to work, that's going to be functional for your life to help you get more of what you want. Yeah? And for the 8s, we're really going to be getting into how we can make money and save the world. We're going to learn how to transform the planet. How's that sound? Yeah. And make some money while we're doing it. Yeah. Now, by the way, these are just the highest scores. That doesn't mean you didn't score in other places. You did. So remember, now I'm curious, who had, this is acceptance. Now let's look at rejection in terms of numbers. Isn't that interesting that we have primarily people that are 5, 7s, and 8 in this class? Yeah. Now let's look at... You would think that. Typically we would see more 6s in an NLP class, but... but the group couldn't agree to come and what time we were going to start. Typically we'd see more 6s in the class. But this is a good marketing tool as well. If you're doing marketing, find out who's coming into your programs, right? Think about it. Because then who are you going to, focus your efforts, yeah? Now, in terms of rejection, just for fun, let's see who had, of all their rejection points, they had values level 2 was their highest scored area of rejection. Who had values level 2 as their highest scored area of rejection? By a show of hands so we can get it. 1, 2, 3. So you guys really wouldn't like to do the classes where we're rubbing lucky magic foots and talking to the spirits. That's clear. Yeah. No, it doesn't mean you wouldn't like that person, but you wouldn't want to spend your time in a class where we're talking to the spirits and rubbing lucky magic foots, and where we're giving people feathers and talking to the rocks. Sure. Yeah, they give you those as gifts. And you look at the feather they give you as the gift that has a lot of meaning to them, and you're going, thank you. They say, but it's a magic feather because it came from a shaman and it came from one of the aboriginals in Australia. And you go, okay, well, cool, from Australia? All right, cool. I'll put it right there. And they're going, but no, that has mystical value. Yeah. Okay, good. Good for you, yeah. Okay, who had number 3 as their highest rejection of all the... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow. So you guys want to go to the fights?
Yeah.
Do you?
Never liked that much, but it's a sporting event. It's
It's easier than... Street fights are tough. Right. So that's something that you're not, like, you're not really into the aggressive type. No, that's all right. You just have a rejection of, like, do you like conflict with people?
No, without
yeah. So you have a high rejection of it. Tell me what your three acceptance?
Three acceptance is zero.
So and you have a what's your number on rejection? Yeah, you got some stuff going on there. In fact, such a high rejection of three, do you find that you get in conflict with people from time to time?
No, I just think it's like, that's their stuff, and I'm out of here. You know, but like, if that's what you choose to play, that's fine. I'm glad you're going about my
business. Do you ever get that in your life, though, in your world, where and then you tell them that? Or like, that's your position that you take on it?
It doesn't come up anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like you transcend certain things once you surrender to them.
Right.
So if you get beat up enough times, you're going to, you know, look for a different way to do something. Now, I'm not going to physically beat up, you're just emotionally beat up.
Right.
So you just let it go. It's not
right.
It's
exactly. Okay. Values level 4. Who's got the highest rejection of values level 4? One person. And we knew that before. Yeah. Who's got the highest rejection of values level 5? That was their highest. That was your, but Ananda, you just said values level. That was your second highest. Yeah. Who's got the highest of values level 6? Rejection. Who has the highest rejection of values level 7? Okay, so interesting. So let's look at this. So we've got the highest acceptance of 5, 7, and 8, and the highest rejection of 2, 3, and 4. So 5 was the biggest, so 3, values level 3, most people reject values level 3 above most of the values levels here. And then the second one would be values level 2, and then we've got one that rejects number 4. But they were pretty close. Interesting. Now this is normal, by the way, but in terms of averages, they say that these are tend to be the dumping grounds for people. Right? So they tend to be the dumping grounds, which would be a little bit higher. So the only way, so typically if somebody's going to have an off-the-chart scale in 2 or 3, like it could be the dumping ground where they're, so there's a couple of things going on. If somebody has an off-the-chart number in there, that means that either that's just the dumping ground where they're throwing them because they agree with everything else and they just don't agree with that, or they've got some stuff with people that are like that. And in which case, they might tend to attract that type of person into their world. Like they would attract those situations where they like the person that had an off-the-chart rejection score of 4, if they had stuff with that, they might find that they run into conflict with 4-type people because their negative energy placement on that 4 would tend to bring in structure and rules conflicts in their life where people are trying to put structure and rules on them or they're finding themselves in those types of situations. Same thing if they had, and now that would be more likely to happen if they had this type of thing going on, where if they had high acceptance and rejection. Well, maybe not more likely to happen, but that would be equally likely to happen, if not just even a little bit more likely to happen if they had a significant amount of energy in that area, where they were having accepting, rejecting, where they had both kind of conflicting, opposing energies going on there. Yeah. So just kind of interesting. That gives us an idea of the type of thinking that we use normally. Remember that you are not one or the other. You're not values level 5 or 3. Those are just ways of thinking. When you look at the totals, some people ask what the totals mean. The totals on the top, we have two totals on the top, total internal focus systems and total external focus systems. You look at that and you just notice the internal focus systems means that the locus of control and power is inside the individual. External means that the locus of control and the power is inside the group or the organization or the community.